الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا، صدق الله العظيم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي، صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين. كل شيء بالله. Respected brothers, respected elders, mothers and sisters listening at home, in the last session of Darsi Hadith, we covered the history of Ghare Hira, the cave of Hira, and Jabal Nur, the mountain of light. And also very briefly, an explanation of the methodology of Wahi, how Wahi came down to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the different manner, the different style, and the different conditions of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. All that was explained in the last session. Another very important and sacred site in the city of Makkah is Jabal Thawr, the mountain of Thawr. A lot of us, when we visit the blessed areas, the sacred areas of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara, we don't have this clear understanding of the significance. It's very important that we understand how important that structure is that we are visiting. Basically, everything is connected to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And anything that is connected to Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam will lead you to the straight path. And the straight path is towards Jannah. Jabal Thawr, the mountain of Thawr, again a very, very important site, connected with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A mountain, Jabal means mountain, and Thawr was a name of an individual. That is where we get the name Jabal Thawr. It is said that his full name was Thawr bin Abd Munaf, and he was the first man to build a house on top of this mountain, the only one to reside on that part of the mountain. So everybody would say that, where are you off to? Well, I'm going to pass through that mountain. Which mountain? Jabal Thawr, where Thawr lives. He was the only one, a lonely man living with his family on that mountain. So that entire mountain is named after him, Jabal Thawr. And subhanAllah, what a mountain he chose. What a mountain he chose. And I've said it also in many of the durus programs that we have. With the Muslimin, there is a special connection when it comes to mountains. SubhanAllah. Special connection. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ. Do you not see my power, how I have created the camels in front of you in the desert, in the heat, for miles upon miles upon miles they travel, they don't get tired, they don't feel thirsty. In fact, they give their life to spare the life of an individual. أَفَلَا يَنْظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبْلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ وَإِلَى السَّمَاءِ كَيْفَ رُفِعَتْ وَإِلَى الْجِبَالِ. Here the plural of Jabal is Jibal, and do you not see the mountain? SubhanAllah, the beautiful layout of the mountains. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the mountains. Mountains are like pegs holding firm this earth, that it does not move. This is the creation of Allah. Allah does not even need mountains. But Allah has designed dunya in such a way that we ponder. Every Muslim is a scientist. Every Muslim is an educated individual. We need both deen and dunya. And this mountain is quite big in its size and height. The ulama have said it's approximately 756 meters high and about 4 to 5 kilometers out from the city of Makkah. It is part of the city of Makkah, but from Masjidul Haram it is 4 to 5 kilometers away. Now it's into the city because Medina Makkatul Mukarrama now, there are many buildings and many parts and areas of Makkatul Mukarrama. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had taken refuge and hid himself right on the peak of this mountain. There was a cave again, like Ghar-e Hira. We have two different mountains. One is Jabal-e-Nur, one is Jabal-e-Thawr. In Jabal-e-Nur, that cave is Ghar-e Hira. And in Ghar-e Thawr, that cave is known again as Ghar-e Thawr only. So we have two different mountains. On one, the revelation came upon Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Revelation, wahi started. And on the other mountain, Ghar-e Thawr, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam used that mountain as the first platform for migration. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam spent 3 nights with Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala in the cave. Inshallah, we will cover that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills. Mushrikeen in Makkah, when they were completely paralyzed to see the Muslims quickly taking refuge in Madinatul Munawwara, and when they saw that even their brutal punishment and torturing of the companions did not work, and Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam gave them permission that now Allah has given me permission that you can do hijrat where you want. And the first place of hijrat is Abyssinia, Ethiopia. And the famous hijrat of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and the majority of the companions is Madinatul Munawwara. And one by one, Makkah, the city of Makkah, was empty now. They would hardly see any of the companions. The only people that were left was the family of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and those who had power and authority, who were the nobles of the city, and a handful of the poor slaves who were Muslims who had no power. They were under the kuffar, and the kuffar would torture them, pressure them, did not give them the freedom to move around, let alone Madinatul Munawwara, even in the city Makkah. So there was a handful of Muslims. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave them permission. Now, majority of the Muslimin had made hijrah to Madinatul Munawwara. This was a frightful event and scene for the elite, for the mushrikeen, the pagans that were there. For the Qurayshi kuffar mushrikeen, it was difficult. For now, what they are seeing is that the powerful tribe in Medina, Aus and Khazraj, is giving refuge to the muhajireen, the companions of Makkatul Mukarrama, and are welcoming them that you come and we will look after you. And the news is that majority of the people of Aus and Khazraj are now the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Now the kuffar fear that possibly Madinatul Munawwara might become the stronghold of the Muslims, and if the Muslims get very powerful and strong, they could one day come and crush the power and authority of the Qurayshi people in Makkah, and that is what will happen in the future. So straight away, the elite, the kuffar, they convened an emergency meeting. All the kuffar gathered. All the delegations of all the tribes, Qurayshi people, came to Darun Nadwa, the parliament of Makkah. Every single one of them. And the only issue on the agenda was, how do we successfully stop this tidal wave where every individual wants to become a Muslim and convert towards Islam, and that the Muslims are going to Madinatul Munawwara, and why is it that Aus and Khazraj have become Muslim and they are accepting the people of Makkah? So how do we put a stop to this? An emergency meeting. All the kuffar were there, the famous ones, Umayyah bin Khalaf and Abu Jahl, La'in Mal'un, he was also there. They were about to start the session, there was a knock on the door. Shaitan ki majalis mein shaitan ka hona zaruri hai, kyun Musa bhai? Ji, isliye kaha gaya, wa idha quri al Quran fastami'u lah wa ansitu la'allakum turhamun. Aur ek jagah par kaha gaya ki jab Quran Kareem ki ibtida ki jaye to ta'awuz pare, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Shaitan is there with us 24 hours. When we are in the masjid, we want to become pious. We tahiyya kar lete. We make a firm resolution that now, inshallah, when we go home, we will do zikr, we will do tasbihat, we will read this. But the minute we go out, Allahu Akbar, the shaitan is such that he puts the glitter and the color of this dunya, and we become weak and we become losers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the strength. Allah give us the courage and power. Subhanallah. And this man knocks on the door. A meeting takes place. The parliament of Makkah. And this man is knocking. And this man is none other than the shaitan, Iblis, disguising himself as a venerable, elderly, pious man, sheikh. And he knocks on the door. And Abu Jahl opens the door. Ma turid, what do you want? أنا الشيخ من نجد. I am the Sheikh of Najd. I am a Najdi. I am from Najd and I am here and I am your well-wisher. I have heard that there is this man who claims to be a prophet and who is causing problem for the locals, and there's a possibility that power might be taken away from you. So I am your well-wisher. I am an old man, the oldest around here, and I wish to be part of your gathering so that with my experience I might guide you to the right path. Abu Jahl looked at him, oh, burha admi sheikh bankar, subhanallah, burha admi to kya hua? Allahu Akbar. Ayatullah Khomeini, pagri aur itni bari daari, musalman ka iman itna kumzum, mashallah ji, kya kehne, mashallah ji, daari aur pagri kaali, mashallah ji, bada nek aadmi, خاق نیک, اتنی بھی غیرت نہیں مسلمان. You look at someone from the face of everything. These were the same hypocrites who would perform salat in Masjid Nabawi. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. منافقین, it was difficult even for the companions to distinguish between a real companion and that who was a munafiqin. That was the disguise they would put up. So much so that they would come and they say, إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ, that you are the Prophet of Allah. وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ, Allah knows you are the messenger. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ لَكَاذِبُونَ, but Allah testifies that what they say with their mouth, they are munafiqin and they are liars. Read the books of Shi'ism, and you'll find out the swearing that they do to Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. The swears and abuse to Hazrat Umar Farooq radiyallahu ta'ala. The disrespect to Ummahatul Mu'mineen. The Aqeedah is that all the Sahaba-i Kiram ajma'een became murtad aliyaz billah. All of them. Except for a handful amongst the Ahl al-Bayt. So much so that even the Azan is different, even the Quran is different, and they say that this Quran is just for temporary reasons. When the real Mahdi will come, he will come with the original Quran. I say laghwiyat. But because we don't have knowledge, you see. and we just look at someone from the face. So this man, Shaykh Najdi, comes with a pious face. Again, everything. And Abu Jahl, oh, Fadl, Fadl, Fadl. Come inside, come inside, come inside. Shaykh Najdi, andar aage, shayateen ke saath bara shaitan. Saare shayateen ki jamaat wahan. Umayyah bin Khalaf se lekar, Abu Jahl bin Hisham se lekar, saare log wahan, Muhit o Muhit, sab wahan maujood. Allahu Akbar. And without wasting time, the meeting starts. What do we do? Each individual gives his rai, proposal. My view is this, this is what we have to do. Someone is saying that we should imprison Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam for life. And merakde, zindagi par. And then some of them would say, no, 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 no. They are followers of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They will take the elite from us and will demand from us to free Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So no, we should not imprison him. Something more severe. Some of the kuffar said, let us expel him out, not just from Makkah, but out from the Arabian Peninsula. Arabia se hi bahir nikal de Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam ko, riyazu billah, takalif ke upar taka. They said, no. He could, because he has the power, because of his speech, he might come with an awesome army and attack us. Abu Jahl stood up. He says, look, all of you be quiet. Listen to me. What we should do is, al-iyazu billah, assassinate Muhammad bin Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Shaykh Najdi stood up and he says, yes, I agree with Abu Jahl. I agree with Abu Jahl. وہاں دوسرے جو اصحاب الملعقہ تھے جو بیچ میں بولنے والے لوگ انہوں نے کہا کہ بھئی if one individual, one assassin, if he was to العیاذ باللہ assassinate حضور علیہ السلام, that one individual would be exposed and his family would be exposed and it would be difficult, because in the Arabs if you kill anybody, vengeance for blood and also blood money was part of their living. So blood money would be difficult for one soul to repay. Abu Jahl says, Haji, you have also a point. After a bit he says, well, I also have a solution for this. And he said that what we should do is we should have a band of people, a team, each one from each tribe, one should select an individual, a young man from each of their tribes, and all of them must strike Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam with the sword simultaneously. Ek saath ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam parwar kiya jaye. And the benefit of that, al-iyazu billah, this is what they said, is that it would be difficult after that for one party to fight all the tribes, because all of them were part of this. And if they ask for money, then who will pay? It would be equally divided between the tribes and that would be easy. And all of them said, yes, Abu Jahl, close the session, meeting close. We unanimously agree, all of us, of what you have said. And this was their plan. Yahan par kufaro ki meeting khatam hoti hai. Us taraf Huzur alayhi salam ke upar, subhanallah, Jibreel Amin aate hai. Jibreel Amin comes and reveals everything to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that this is the devilish plan of the kuffar. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was now given permission to migrate towards Madinatul Munawwara. And subhanallah, without wasting time, that very day in the afternoon, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam masked his face with the chadar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit his best friend, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Dekhe, khilafat ki tarteeb aap dekhe. Khilafat ki tarteeb. At the time of migration, he goes and he knocks on the door of Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. Muhaddithin have said there is a link here, again, for the believers, that after the demise of Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, it's easy for the ummah to decide that the only one to succeed him is Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knocked on the door. Abu Bakr as-Siddiq was surprised to see Huzur alayhi salam at this hour. And he knew straight away that Allah has commanded him now to migrate towards Madinatul Munawwara. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sat with him, and subhanAllah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, when Abu Sallam entered the house, Huzur Alayhi Salam said to him, "Is there anyone else here I need to speak to you privately?" Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ya Rasulullah, there is no one else here. They are only my family members here, and all can be trusted. All can be trusted." And inshallah, you will see that the role that the family of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala plays in the migration of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq planned everything out carefully, very carefully, and went back to his room. And now on one side is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and Allah ki shan, Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala also plays a great role. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam asked Hazrat Ali to meet him in the house. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam and Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala were the only two in the house. And at night, without wasting time, 11 assassins had put a siege to the chamber, to the house of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. 11, kitne the? 11. And young, all of them, very strong, waiting. And Abu Jahl was one of them, surrounding Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam and sealing him off completely. And some of them, even very quietly, would go near the door and peep through to see if Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is still there. Everything was explained by Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This meeting took place in the month of Safar, in the month of Safar, Islamic month of Safar, 26th Safar, on the 14th year of Risalat, of Prophethood. 14th year of Prophethood. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, everything was explained. Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam was wearing a chadar. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave that chadar to Hazrat Ali and said to him, "I want you today to rest on this bedding." And everything was explained that Allah has ordered me to migrate towards Madinatul Munawwara, and the one who will accompany me is Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And this was also the hukam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is said that Abu Jahl was so confident at that time that we have got him finally. 11 assassins put a siege to the house. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is there in the room. Hazrat Ali is there, no way out. It's in the dark, and he is there walking haughtily and with arrogance, jeering and mocking the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. "Ah, you are listening to me. It is this Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam who says that if you turn away from him, then it is humiliation for you in this dunya, and a severe punishment of Jahannam for you in the hereafter. But if you follow me, you will be the leaders of the Arabs and the non-Arabs, and you will be respected. In dunya you will have honor, and in the hereafter you will have honor." This is what Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is saying, making a mockery of the words of Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam. And he comes and he peeps through the door where Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is resting. And it was who resting? Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala. MashaAllah. And sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how brave he was. Allah ne jisko bachana ho na mere azizo, to puri dunya ki taqat bhi usko bighar, baal bighar nahi sakti. Allah wanted to save Yunus alayhi salatu wa sallam, subhanallah, even whilst in the stomach of the fish, a whale, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is protecting him. Subhanallah, when Allah protects you, Allah protects you. Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam opens the door. All of the kuffar are there waiting eagerly. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam, with a handful of dust, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam is throwing the dust to their direction. And whilst throwing, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam is praying the famous verse of Surah Yaseen. Kaun si ayat ji? Don't you pray it when we need to, mashallah, take charge of an individual? ویزا نہیں ملتی ہو تو یہ پڑھ کر دم کرو, اس پر ویزا مل جائے گی, کوشش کرے بھائی, بلیو می فوراً مل جائے گی. نہیں ممتاز اليوم, او ہو وہ تو قیامت کا دن ہوگا. وجعلنا من بين ايديهم سدا ومن خلفهم سدا فاغشيناهم فهم لا يبصرون. It is said that if you pray this and blow it on anyone, that individual can be blinded. Subhanallah. He will not notice you. Traffic light red hai chale gaye, dekha yahan se police aaya, wajalla min bain yadihim sadda, phook mare police par. Three points, kya hai? Three points, six points. Ab to mashallah paise banane ke liye har jagah par dajjal ki aankh, yellow camera. Aise dekha, aise one eye, sab jagah par. Akhbaron mein pad raha tha, har jagah par Leicester Mercury mein andar bas ye. یہی بات ہو رہی ہے, کتنا پیسہ یہ بنا رہا ہے بھائی, جہاں جائے وہ جعلنا من بین ایدیہم سدا. ایکسس بیگیج لگیج, آپ گوئنگ ٹو انڈیا پاکستان اینڈ وانٹ ٹو فیڈ آل دا فیملی ان انڈیا, وہ جعلنا من بین ایدیہم سدا ومن خلفہم سدا فاغشیناہم فہم لا یبصرون. وہ آدمی اندھا بن جائے گا. سبحان اللہ. دیکھیں, اللہم انی اعوذ بکا ان اضل او ضل او اذل او ذل او اظلم او اظلم او اجهل او يجهل علي. اس دعا کو پڑھ لے کام بن جائے گا. یا پھر قاف ہا یا عین صاد ہا میم عین سین قاف, اس کو آپ تجربے میں لے آئے. میں بندہ تو اس کو تجربے میں لے آیا, آج تک الحمدللہ کبھی اس کے خلاف تجربہ نہیں ہوا. And if he and just blow it towards that direction. This is the hadith of Huzur alayhi salam. Subhanallah. Yun karke yun kiya. Waj'alna min bayni. And Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is walking past them. And they can't see. Here Abu Jahl 2 minutes ago is on the door of Huzur alayhi salatu wa salam. And we put a barrier before them, and we put a barrier behind them. فَأَغْشَيْنَاهُمْ, and we put a cover on them. فَهُمْ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ, and that they cannot see, they become blind. That is why آپ دیکھیں, کفاروں کے بیچ میں اگر خطرہ ہو and you are scared, اللهم انا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. مشہور ہے ابو داؤد شریف کی روایت, and you read this and انشاءاللہ تعالی Allah will protect you. Yes, if Allah has made muqaddar for you death, then death is death. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Everybody will have to go through. But these are, mashallah, a form of prescription given to Hazrat the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we receive that from Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam. And here Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam is walking past them, and the kuffar still in the night are waiting for Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to come out. Abu Jahl kah raha hai, make sure your swords are already. And there again one peeps and he looks that, oh, Huzur alayhi salam so rahe, Huzur kahan, Hazrat Ali so rahe. Until one man looks at Abu Jahl and says to Abu Jahl, Abu Jahl, what are you doing? Kya hai raat ko tamasha? Kaam to intezar kar rahe, we are waiting for Muhammad bin Abdullah to come out. He would not say Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, Abu Jahl, he just walked in front of you, tumne dekha nahi yahan se? Kaha, Muhammad bin Abdullah walked in front of us. He says, yes, all of you, in front of you. He walked past you. Subhanallah. And all of them rushed into the house of Huzur alayhi salatu wassalam. Dekha to koi bhi nahi, waha to pehlwan, Hazrat Ali. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Hazrat Ali. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, young man stood up and Abu Jahl pushed him and says, where is he? And Hazrat Ali saying, who? He says, Muhammad bin Abdullah. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, I don't know where he is. I am only resting in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is said that, subhanallah, Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made way now to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's house. Everything was planned. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq was already waiting for him. Now here the muhaddisin say, look at the wisdom that was given, the intellect given to Huzur alayhi salam. Main aur aap ho to apni jaan ki hifazat ke liye bhaage bhi Madina ke liye. Huzur alayhi salam knew that the kuffar will mobilize all their power to the main route. Like if you're in Makkatul Mukarramah, And if you want to go to Medina, the normal famous route was the northern route that they would take to Madinatul Munawwara. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said to Abu Bakr Siddiq, "No, Abu Bakr, we are not going through this route." Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking the complete opposite direction to Medina. Ab Makkah yaha, Medina Munawwara yaha. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is taking the southern route towards Yemen. Kis taraf ja rahe? Kisi ko shak ko shubha bhi. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is saying, "Ya Rasulullah," Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying, "Listen to me, we are going through another route, the southern route." And this was a route untrodden by majority of the people. Very few knew this route. The southern route, it was known as the coastal route to Madinatul Munawwara. Roads were not easy and accessible, and you had to pass through the desert and mountains and many, many villages. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam is walking now through the southern section of Makkatul Mukarramah, and Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasalam travels 5 miles. Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasalam says to Abu Bakr Siddiq that this is the mountain that I want to take refuge in, shelter. And it is said, muhaddithin say, at that time Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasalam's slippers or shoes, whatever Abu Sallallahu alayhi wasalam was wearing at the time, chappal hi honge, khat gaye sare. And Huzur alayhi salatu wasalam was now walking bare feet. And in that heat, Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala says, "Ya Rasulullah, allow me to lift you up to Ghare Thawr where you intend to go." Such was the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wasalam quickly climbed up Ghare Thawr with Hazrat Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and the kuffar are preparing, making sure that they block all the exits leading out of Makkatul Mukarramah. And Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is not even out of Makkah, still in Makkatul Mukarramah, and taken refuge in Ghare Thawr. Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was about to enter Ghare Thawr, as Abu Bakr Siddiq says, "Ya Rasulullah, let me clean the ghar first, the cave." He knew Abu Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was very conscious and sensitive about hygiene. Safai, subhanallah. An-nazafatu min al-iman. Safai and cleanliness is part of iman. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there, everything was clean. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq tore out his chadar, pieces of his, from his chadar, and blocked and sealed all the holes, cleaned the entire ghar. And then he said to Huzur alayhi salatu wa sallam, "Ya Rasulullah, now you enter." MashaAllah, recently we went to Birmingham International Airport. Musalman ki ye jadd o jihad Allah kabool kare. I was very happy to see that now whenever you need to use the bathroom and toilets, it's signposted as toilet and wudu. Kya likha? Toilet and wudu. WUDU. You won't even find this in some of the Muslim countries. Toilet and wudu. Subhanallah. My respected brothers, Allah give them iman. We show such arrogance to them. Recently, I don't want to take names, because then people label you as this man is racist, this man is anti-so, anti-so, anti-so. Arey bhai Allah ke bande, Hindustani ho, Pakistani ho, Arabi ho, Musalman bhai bhai hai. But what is the truth is the truth. Hamara Independence Day hota hai. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. What Independence Day? It is time for Maghrib. It is time for Salat, and you are waving a flag. Imagine the Shuhada. Imagine those who sacrifice their life to give to the Muslims, Pakistan. And it is time for Salat. Allahu Akbar. Maghrib ki namaz, Asr ki namaz, young girls. No hijab, no scarf, no nothing, mingling and dancing, and Asr gone, Maghrib gone, with a surety, 100%. Kya namaz parni hai aise waqt mein? And how polite are these police? We are a minority in this country, 2 million. And with my own eyes, I saw one man, young individuals, waving on the face of a policeman a Pakistani flag. You do that in Pakistan, they'll lock you up, and you won't even be seen where you are. Tum jao, khud go in Pakistan. and wave a flag, in fact just disrespect one Pakistani police and you'll be put in prison where you won't even be found for years. You disrespect the policeman in Saudi Arabia, aisi jagah mein tumhe gaib kar denge. It is, we are lucky that these people tolerate, aur humne inke tolerance ka fayda uthaya. We have no akhlaq. Subhanallah. Yes, alhamdulillah, you can have a table there. No doubt, Pakistan is a Muslim country. We pray for Pakistan, we pray for Bangladesh, we pray for Saudi Arabia. We pray for all the Muslims. You should have books there, inviting them that, look, this is what Islam is. This is what Islam is. This is what Huzur alayhi salam said. Yeh kya bas flag ke saath namaz ke. And the police are so kind and nice. And I saw the policeman just smiling, put a smile on the face and just turned away. Why? Because the police know that if anything they do, and then we the Muslims will say, oh, they are racist. Kya kehte? Racist. What? What akhlaq do we have? Achcha hai mere azizo, that these people are still being lenient. The minute they take out their whip and their strength, फिर सीधे हो जाएंगे मुसलमान सीधे बिल्कुल फिर फ्लैग किया दाढ़ी भी शेव करेंगे फिर वो आलम आएगा दाढ़ी भी निकाल देंगे व्हाट इंडिपेंडेंस सुभान अल्लाह टुडे देयर इज नॉट अ मुस्लिम कंट्री ऑन द फेस ऑफ दिस अर्थ हमारे अजीज मोरक्को गए हॉलीडे के लिए एंड ही वाज टेलिंग मी सम ऑफ द थिंग्स दैट इन मोरक्को इन अ मुस्लिम कंट्री व्हाट ही हैड टू गो थ्रू. You'd rather live in England for the rest of your life. We should be making dua. This is our country. This is our country. Innal arda lillah. Zameen Allah ki hai. Identify yourselves. Integrate. Show them the akhlaq. Pull them towards us. Bataye unko akhlaq. Ye kya jazba mere azizu. Subhanallah. And then the same thing happens. I'm in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Please brothers, don't take me wrong. I have got nothing against Pakistan. Pakistan, subhanallah, I've been to Pakistan 3 to 4 times. We have great scholars there. It's a beautiful country. We pray for Pakistan all the time. But what is wrong is wrong. Namaz ke waqt par namaz, aur nachna, gana, aur is tarike se tamasha, aur police ko is tarike se karna, and the police bichare aise, they look at you. Even they themselves must be wondering. For them, it's so easy to say, well, if you really like Pakistan so much, then why don't you rip up your British passport and go back to your country? Go back to your country. Kar le, keh sakte hain. Lekin ye akhlaq, akhlaq. This is what we miss out. Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, subhanallah, he came with the khuluq. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azeem. Huzur alayhi salam's akhlaq and character was such. There was a man who was urinating in Masjid Nabawi. Koi peshab, abhi yahan koi peshab kare, to mera aur aapka kya haal ho? Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the companions, no, leave him. Usse farig hone do. Subhanallah. Called him to him. Explained to him that this is the house of Allah. A place you have to keep clean. Next time be careful. This man was so struck by the behavior and the character of Huzur alayhi salam that he went back to his tribe and he came back with, I forget the number, approximately more than 70 people came and embraced Islam on the hands of Rasulullah because of the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today we need akhlaq. It's easy to grow a beard. It's easy to wear jabba. It's easy to do everything. Good character, discipline, how you talk. My respected brothers, we are only 2 million in this country in a population of 55 million. Just 2 million. Meri aur aapki kya haisiyat? How should we live in this country? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us the tawfiq. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in this ghar. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, mashallah, cleaned up the ghar for Huzur alayhi salam. Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was tired. And the pillow for Huzur alayhi salam was the lap of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's feet was put on one side, and the story goes that there was a snake that bit the feet of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. and the poison went into the body and the veins of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, and tears came out very quickly, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam woke up, and Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam put his auspicious saliva there, and he was healed and cured instantly. Subhanallah. And that snake, Mufti Mahmood Sahib has written, and I confirmed that with Mawlana Dawood Sahib also, that snake was a jinn from the time of Isa alayhi salam, when Isa alayhi salam gave a prophecy and glad tidings to the people, to the Jews, that the last Nabi will come whose name will be Ahmad. The jinns were also there, and this jinn said to Isa alayhi salam, I wish I could meet this last prophet, Huzur alayhi salatu was salam, and Hazrat Isa alayhi salam gave him the signs that this is what you have to do and you will meet him. And because it was a prophet, the amanat of salam was also there, and then he changed himself, the jinns have that power, became a snake, and snake is for the jinns, because snake is a skin and body by which the ulama have said that they feel more comfortable into. This is in the kutubs. And this huge, gigantic snake was in this one hole that was covered by the feet of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, and he greeted Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq and he greeted Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, Ab meri dil ki tamanna puri ho gayi, Huzur alayhi salam ka deedar ho gayi. Subhanallah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. My respected brothers, this is Ghar-e-Sawr. There are many issues that we can tackle here, but I don't want to lengthen the session. Insha'Allah ta'ala, we have covered the hijrat of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ab sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, later on, it is said that stayed in Ghar-e-Sawr for 3 days. Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. Hazrat Sheikh Zakariya ke haan mehman aate, to 3 din ke baad Hazrat kehte ke now you make your own way, you are mehman only for 3 days. Hazrat Sheikh, thousands and thousands of people would come and see him, bhai. Ye koi hotel aur langar thora ki bhi tum aao. Aur ek musalman bhai bichare kehte, Mauli sahab, every day I go to the Gurdwara to eat. Langar hota hai wahan khane ke liye. Kya? Musalman, kaha jata? Gurdwara mein khane ke liye, langar. Allahu Akbar. Really, my respected brothers, the power and the glory and the strength of Muslims that you see when you turn the coin to the other side, and how long we become, it's a complete contrast. Insan hairan ho jaye. 3 din ke baad, subhanallah, Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq's son, Hazrat Abdullah, he would come after Maghrib discreetly, and he would stay with Huzur alayhi salam and the father until Fajr, and he would give all the latest information to Huzur alayhi salam that this is what the kufar are saying, this is what the kufar are saying, this is what the kufar, and he would update father and Huzur alayhi salam every day. And the slave of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira radiallahu ta'ala, he was such a man that he would come very discreetly again in the night, tending the goats of Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala an, and he would stall himself away in such a way, unobserved, khamushi ke saath, with 3 goats he would go up to Ghar-e-Sawr, and he would make sure that there is enough milk supplied to Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq. That is why to drink goat's milk is sunnah. Kya hai? Sunnah. And goat's milk, there is a lot of benefit. It's easy to digest. A lot of the children who suffer from eczema, they say goat's milk is good. Goat's milk is sunnah to drink. And Abu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was drinking. Amir bin Fuhaira. And now when the kuffar were baffled, where is Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And where is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq? Abu Jahl and the elite of the kuffar say, 100 camels. 100 camels, yeah? And that's what they do. Put a prize. Saddam bhi mil jaye. Put a prize or Saddam bhi mil jaye. What's difficult? See? And 100 camels. And when this 100 camels news broke out, it is said from all over the Arabian Peninsula, trackers, famous trackers, those who knew the desert, those who knew the mountains, came to Makkah. They knew the routes to Medina. and lalach, the greed of 100 camels, and they said to Abu Jahl, "We will do it, we will do it, don't worry, two people will do it, not a problem." Teen, these people were going out towards the route, northern route, to look at, to find out where Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. They got so frustrated, they got Hazrat Ali from the house, publicly tortured him in the haram, and they said, "Ali, if you don't tell us the whereabouts, you will see what we do." Hazrat Ali's mouth was sealed. "You can do what you want to do. I will sacrifice my life and my body for Huzur alayhi salam." When Hazrat Ali stayed quiet, they said, Hazrat Ali being a man who was tough, they said, "Let us target a lady." Who? The daughter of Hazrat Abu Bakr, Hazrat Asma. Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala. Abu Jahl stands in front of her. "Asma, Aina Abuk? Where is your father?" Hazrat Asma goes, "Allahu A'lam. Allah has the full knowledge. I don't know." It is said that he, that Mal'un, beat up and gave severe face injury to Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala. It is said even the earrings and the ears, every part of the face was injured. But Hazrat Asma radiallahu ta'ala did not give any information. The kuffar did not know what to do. Now 100 camels, subhanallah, sallallahu alayhi, it is said that once they came so close to Huzur alayhi salam on the mountain of Thawr, that Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq says, "Ya Rasulullah, if they were to just look down towards their feet, they will see us." Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, very calm, he said, "Ya Abu Bakr, O Abu Bakr, ma zannuka bi isnaini Allahu thalithuhuma." Subhanallah, whispering, "Abu Bakr, what is your opinion of those two with whom the third is Allah? With whom the third is Allah." Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq stayed quiet. Subhanallah. And Huzur alayhi salatu was salam was given full security. And again, all the family members of Hazrat Abu Bakr played an important role. The slave, the son, the daughter. And Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq hired a professional guide who knew the routes from the southern part of Yemen, how to get to Madinatul Munawwara, whose name was Abdullah bin Urayqit. And Abdullah bin Urayqit was not a Muslim, but the Arabs were such that once they give a word, they would stand by that word. 100 camels was nothing. If I give my word to you, it was done. Abdullah bin Urayqit came with two camels belonging to the Abu Bakr Siddiq. Ulama say one was Qaswa, and Huzur alayhi salatu was salam. For one camel went to Huzur alayhi salam, one to Hazrat Abu Bakr. And now the four start their journey. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, Hazrat Abdullah bin Urayqit, and Hazrat Amir bin Fuhaira, the slave, and Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And now after 3 days, Abu sallallahu alayhi wasallam starts his journey from Ghare Thawr, the mountain of Thawr, from there on the first of Rabi'ul Awwal. On the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, 26th Safar ko kuffaron ne meeting ki, 27 ko Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Safar ko apne ghar mubarak se nikle, spending 3 nights in the ghar, Friday, Saturday and Sunday. And on the first of Rabi'ul Awwal, Aap sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes his way towards Madinatul Munawwara. This is some of the connection of the Jabal-e-Thawr with Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Rabbul Alameen mujhe aapko tawfeeq de ke jo baat humne kahi us par amal kare. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa maulana Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala alihi wa sallim taslima. Allahumma inna nasaluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min sharri ma sta'adaka minhu nabiyyuka abduka Muhammadun sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa anta al-musta'an wa alayka al-balag. Wa la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Sami'na wa ta'ana gufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.